You are listening to the ICW Safety Sound Off audio series.
This is Giovanni here at ICW Group. We would like to welcome to the program Jose Gutierrez. Welcome, Jose.
Hello, hello, everybody. Good morning.
Another important factor, and I don't want to go into too much detail with this, is providing shade for employees.
The access to shade is one of the things that's covered in the regulation, and it's mandatory at 80 degrees or above, but at any point when the employee feels I need to have an area to sit down and get out of the sun, provide it to them. The thing about shade is that it should maintain one or more areas of shade for employees. Locate the shade as close as possible to where employees are working. Again, it's another thing, almost like water. You want to make sure that it's available at all times and that employees have access to it. It has to be for the entire crew. So if you have two crews and one is on a lunch break and the other one's taking a five-minute rest period, they all have to have enough shade to make sure that everybody's out of the sun. I don't know about any analytical studies, but I just asked the workers themselves, you know, like, hey, do you guys think the sun is stronger than it used to be 20 years ago? And they all agree. They say yes. They all cover up that, you know, they say, yeah, it seems like the sun is just stronger. So the shade's a really important thing. So, and it has to be available to them at all times. We all need that to get out of there. And the other important part is that the employees need to get out of the sun too. I think we all need that. You know, there's been times when we're all out at the park or hiking or whatever, and it's just really a nice thing to give your body a break and get out of that direct sun, you know. So it's one of the things that we want employers to do is to encourage employees to take those cool down rest periods in the shade, you know. Make sure that the employees have that 5-minute rest every hour to kind of get their wits back about them and get their body ready to go back to work.
Let me mention something about the weather. What can employers do to be better prepared for the weather that's coming like the next day or the next 4 hours?
One of the things that the employers want to make sure that they do, that they're monitoring the weather. You know, they want to make sure that you have an independent way of monitoring your weather, making sure that you're keeping track of the forecast so that, you know, if we're going to have a heat wave, the day of the heat wave, you're not caught blind, but you know that it's coming, and that you start to talk to your supervisors about high heat procedures that they need to cover when they are out there. If it's in high heat, is anything above 95 degrees, anything above that, they need to make sure that they have a plan in place, and that the telosha regulations are real specific, but they talk about making sure the employees are not working alone, that if you have supervisors that have more than 20 people, that they have an assistant to keep an eye, and that they have if you have more than 20 people, that you have an assistant to assist you to help keep an eye on the larger crews, making sure people are drinking water. So there's some real specific things that the employers need to cover that we'll review on the regular webinar that we're going to be doing. So, but those are some main things that I wanted to make sure that employers all know, that they have to have a monitor the weather, make sure that when the weather exceeds 95 degrees, that they have a plan in place, and also that they have emergency response procedures in place, that they know what they're going to do ahead of time. And finally, that they have give employees and the opportunity to acclimate to the weather when it's going to be hot.
Well, when it comes to like checking on the weather, you're not checking what's going to be the highs and lows today, but you want to check what the degrees are going to be like every 4 hours.
In addition to seeing predicting temperature highs, but you also want to check and keep an eye on the humidity. That's the thing. A lot of people say, you know, on the coastal plains, it's not so bad because you're close to the beach. Yeah, but the humidity is a factor too. So what we recommend that employers do there, that they go to the National Weather Service the website and just check the weather for their areas and keep an eye on it just to make sure they know what the temperatures are going to be in their area, so that they have a plan in place to address it on that particular day.
Join us next time on our next Safety Sound Off audio series as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other create a culture of safety.